Earlier this month, the State Department of Natural Resources commissioner denied an appeal from conservation groups over the proposed baby brown timber sale. The 855 acres of old-growth hemlock and spruce would be the largest area put up for sale in the Haines State Forest in decades. In April, Haines-based Lynn Canal Conservation was joined by Greenpeace and Cascadia Wildlands in appealing DNR's final best interest finding for the baby brown timber sale.
Here we are, still in the dark ages of forestry.
That's LCC President Eric Hawley. He thinks the extensive sale area is geared toward an export market, not the local economy.
Cutting them down and exporting them so that there's really very little local processing and very little local benefit.
DNR Commissioner Mark Myers repeatedly emphasizes throughout his 17-page response to the appeal DNR's mandate of multi-use management. He says the department has a dual mission to conserve and develop natural resources. Here he is.
So all in all, looking at that conserve versus, you know, develop, balancing, I thought they reached a reasonable balance, but we're not done yet because the sales themselves haven't been designed.
Myers says the sale area is 855 acres, but that doesn't mean that entire area will be harvested.
This does not propose a sale. This opens an area for potential sales, right? And they may do small sales, they may do a larger sale, but it's yet to be determined.
The appellants argue that the size of the sale area puts it out of reach of the local industry, and therefore it is not in the best interest of Alaskans. But Myers says it's not an either-or choice between baby brown and an ongoing small timber sale program in the Haines State Forest. He says even if all the acres included in baby brown were harvested, there would still be plenty of available board feet for the small operations. Here's another of the appellant's concerns.
Much of this sale will be visible from the Haines Highway, and it would be the first thing that people actually see when they come in from the Yukon coming down the highway.
Hawley says that would have an adverse impact on tourism and lower property values. The proposed harvest area is made up of sections of forest between Jarvis and Porcupine Creeks. Meyer says the harvest would happen in a way that minimized but didn't completely eliminate visual impact.
Again, that the devil's in the details of the design of the sale.
Meyer says there's no evidence logging detracts from tourism in recreation areas. Hawley's other major concern is the potential impact to fisheries and other old-growth-dependent wildlife. Here's Myers.
I mean, I'm a person, as a scientist, concerned that we have adequate buffers around streams, particularly, given the salmon need certain shading, they need a certain amount of organic material, you know, they need a certain amount of types of habitat. Were the buffers adequate to protect those values?
Myers says when he asked that question of the Division of Forestry, he was satisfied with the protections that are in place. That includes 100-foot buffer zones around anadromous waters.
So I went in with a show-me attitude toward that issue, and they provided me with a strong sense that they were going to provide those protections.
Local forester Greg Palmieri says, as far as he knows, there are four potential buyers interested in portions of the baby brown sale. Two are from Southeast, but not Haines, and the others are from the lower 48. But Hawley still wonders about this sale that is so much larger than anything proposed in the Haines State Forest in decades.
The obvious question is, why now?
Myers says changes in federal forest management are putting pressure on the state to offer more timber sales to maintain the timber industry.
I do think there's a real concern that to maintain any sense of viable industry, the state's going to have to pick up some of the slack.
Myers says he thinks the reason Haines hasn't had larger sales in recent years is because the need wasn't there.
But now those other sources are largely not available. So again, one of the challenges is how much of the slack does the state force pick up? And what are the consequences of that?
He says he ultimately thinks the consequences of the baby brown sale won't be negative for the local economy or environment, especially since he thinks it's unlikely that all 855 acres will be clear-cut in one big sale. The appellants have a few weeks to decide whether they want to bring their appeal to Superior Court. Holly says that's a difficult decision for them.
We would risk going broke if we lost in court, so it would be a really big gamble.
If the appellants don't take that step, then the Baby Brown timber sale will move into the next phase of developing forest land use plans for the sale area. Those plans are subject to public review and appeal. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.